ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، then to continue with شرح السنة of Imam al-Barbahari رحمه الله with the explanation of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan حفظه الله. The last time we had point number 25 with regard to the most excellent ones, the most excellent people from this nation, and indeed from all of the nations after the prophets, that they are Abu Bakr, and then Umar, and then Uthman radiallahu anhum. Then after those three, the remainder of the 10 from his paradise in the single narration, Ali radiallahu anhum, and the remainder of the 10. And then after them, then the remainder of the companions, the Muhajirun and the Ansar, and the best of the people are the first three generations, the most excellent generations. And the best out of those three generations was the generation of the companions radiallahu anhum. So after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was the most excellent after all of the prophets, the most excellent person, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And after him, with all his virtues, and the Sheikh mentioned a number of his virtues, and Umar radiallahu anhu with his virtues, and then Uthman radiallahu anhu with his virtues, and then Ali radiallahu anhu with his virtues. And then the remainder of the 10 who promised paradise together in the hadith that was quoted. And all of those 10 were fully befitting to be the Khalifa. Then Sheikh Fawzan mentioned, in excellence come the people of Badr, people who fought at the Battle of Badr. Then those who gave the pledge of Bayat al-Ridwan. Then in excellence comes those who migrated before the conquest of Makkah. So the companions, they all have the great virtue of being a companion. They all have the great virtue of Sohbah, companionship with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet within that companionship, then they vary in their degree of excellence. And Sheikh Fawzan made the point that whoever hates and attacks them, then he is a kafir, he's a disbeliever. They're the beloved companions, the bearers of this religion, those who took this religion from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed it on to us in its entirety. But whoever attacks them and hates them, he is a kafir, a disbeliever, because he is denying the truth of what Allah the Most High said and what his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated. He's denying the truth of that, the clear ayahs and the many ahadith in that regard. Also, Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he mentioned the saying of Ibn Umar in that regard, that we used to say whilst Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst us, that the best of the people was Abu Bakr, and then Umar, and then Uthman. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would hear that from us and he would not criticize it. Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned, so with regard to Abu Bakr and Umar and their excellence and their precedence, then there is no disagreement whatsoever amongst the people of the Sunnah at all. The most excellent of the people is Abu Bakr, and then after him, Umar. But with regard to the virtue, the relative virtue of Uthman and Ali, who had the most virtue out of the two, Uthman or Ali? And Sheikh Fawzan mentioned that there was some disagreement amongst the people in that regard in early times. But the correct saying, no doubt, is that Uthman radiallahu anhu had the greater excellence of the two. And this was just as Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu said when he was appointed in charge of the committee to choose the next Khalifa after Umar, that it boiled down to, at the end of the process, it boiled down to either Uthman or Ali. So he chose Uthman out of the two. And he said, because I saw that the people would not take anyone as being equal to Uthman. So that is one of the evidences that Uthman radiallahu anhu had excellence over Ali. And the correct order of excellence is Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, and then Ali radiallahu anhum. Allah be pleased with all of them. As for the matters, that's with regard to excellence. That's the correct saying. But as he said, there was some disagreed and said, no, Ali had greater excellence over Uthman. As for the matter of Khilafa, who was the correct Caliph, Khalifa, then by consensus of the companions, the first was Abu Bakr. The first and the rightful one was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And then Umar. And then Uthman. And then Ali. Without any disagreement whatsoever. The companions had consensus upon that, agreement upon it. This nation has agreement upon that. And whoever disagrees, then he is more, as the Shaykh said, and some of the Salaf said, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, whoever disagrees about that, who is more rightful to the Khalifa, to be Khalifa, then he is more astray than a domestic donkey. So it's essential, there's no disagreement in that regard, it's essential with regard to the Khilafa, that he is said first with Abu Bakr, and then Umar, then Uthman, and then Ali. And anyone who disagrees about that, then he is contradicting the consensus of the companions. He is saying that they were astray for what they did, that they chose Abu Bakr, and then he passed away, then they chose Umar, then after he passed, then they chose Uthman, when he passed away, then they chose Ali. Whoever disagrees with that, then he's more astray than a donkey. So no doubt the best of the people, best of the generations, was that of the companions. Then with regard to the definition of a companion, Sahabi, then Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned the definition brought by Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar and others, that a companion is defined as one who met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst believing in him, and that he died upon that. So there are 3 points necessary for a person to be classified as a companion. That he must have met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must have believed in him, and must have died upon that. Must have died as a Muslim upon that. So as for the first one, then meeting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that excludes the like of An-Najjashi. When he was alive in his time, but he didn't meet him. He was in a different land. And so he didn't meet him. So Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the like of him, Najjashi, he's counted as being from the Tabi'een. Because he didn't get to come travel and meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the condition that the person had to believe in him, then this excludes the disbelievers, people of Shirk. Well, no doubt many people of the Shirk in Mecca, they met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they did not believe in him. So they are not companions. And as for dying upon it, to exclude those who became Muslim in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and met him, but then after his passing away, apostatized and left Islam. And he made a point that scholars bring an issue. What about someone who left Islam after they believed in the Prophet, they met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believing in him, but after he died they left Islam, but then Allah guided them back to Islam, so they became Muslim again and they died upon that. Are they counted as being companions still? So Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned there are two sayings in that regard, and the more correct of them being that that does not destroy his companionship. He's still counted as a companion. He came back to Islam and he died upon that. And then with regard to the Muhajirun and the Ansar, the Muslims of Mecca who migrated to Al-Madinah, and the Ansar, those Muslims of Al-Madinah who supported them and aided them, then the Muhajirun have excellence over the Ansar. And all of them have the great excellence that cannot be reached by anyone after them, the great excellence of companionship. Radiallahu anhu. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he continues on what occurs here on page 208. ثُمَّ أَفْضَلُ النَّاسِ بَعْدَ هَؤُلَاءِ مَنْ صَحِبَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمًا أَوْ شَهْرًا أَوْ سَنَةً أَوْ أَقَلَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَوْ أَكْثَرَ نَتَرَحَّمُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَنَذْكُرُهُمْ وَنَذْكُرُ فَضْلَهُمْ نترحم عليهم ونذكر فضلهم ونكف عن زللهم ولا نذكر أحدا منهم إلا بالخير لقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ذكر أصحابي فأمسكوا وقال سفيان بن عيينة من نطق في في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بكلمة فهو صاحب هوى. Saying of Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, then the best of the people, after them. Have I mentioned the ten promised paradise? Then the best of the people after them are those who accompanied Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a day, a month, or a year, or for less than that, or more than that. We supplicate for mercy upon them, and we mention their virtues, and we withhold from speaking about any slips they made. We do not mention a single one of them except favorably, because of the saying of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my companions are mentioned, then withhold. And Sufyan ibn Uyayna said, whoever speaks against the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a single word, then he is a person following desires. Shaykh Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said in explanation, as-suhbah, companionship, varies. So from it, there was long companionship. After all, this referring to companionship to Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, companionship with Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, so from it was long companionship, and being constantly with the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a long time. Or whoever accompanied him for a short time. However, such a person still has the virtue of companionship, even if his companionship was short in length. His saying, نَتَرَحَّمُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَنَذْكُرُ فَضْلَهُمْ وَنَكُفُّ عَنْ زَرَلِهِمْ, we ask, we supplicate for mercy for them, and we mention their virtues, and we withhold from speaking about any slips they made. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, their haqq, their right upon us, is that we supplicate for Allah's pleasure upon them, and that we supplicate for Allah's mercy upon them, and that we take them as examples to follow, and that we praise them, and we withhold our tongues from attacking them, or a single one of them, or attacking a single one of them, or from delving into whatever occurred between them with regard to tribulations and wars, because each one of them was a mujtahid, striving to the best of his ability to attain the truth. Every single one of them was a mujtahid, striving to attain the truth. So some of them were a mujtahid, one who strove and attained what was correct, then he will receive two rewards. And from them, I mean the others from them, were a mujtahid, one who strove to attain the truth, but made a mistake, then for him there will be a single reward, and the mistake is forgiven. Then also, they have tremendous deeds, which wipe away whatever occurred from some of them, with regard to mistakes. He's saying, وَلَا نَذْكُرُ أَحَدًا مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا بِالْخَيْرِ, and we do not mention any one of them except with good, except favorably. He said, Shaykh Fawzan said, because they intended the truth. That was their intention. What they're intending, aiming for, was always the truth, and they strove to attain it. Each one of them acted upon his own ijtihad, his own striving. So some of them attained what was correct, and some of them made a mistake, for which he will be forgiven. And all of them were companions of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we do not enter into what occurred between them. Carefully reflect upon this ayah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. The ayah, and the Shaykh will bring the completion of it, and Surah Al-Hashr, 59th Surah, Ayah 10, the explanation. And those who come after them. Shaykh said, meaning after Muhajirun and the Ansar. يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. Surah Al-Hashr, 59 Surah, Ayah 10. The explanation, those who come after them, they say, O our Lord, they say, O our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us upon Iman, and do not place in our hearts any ill feeling towards those who believed. He said, and therefore Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said in that regard, from the usul, from the fundamental principles of the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, is the sincerity, secureness, the soundness of their hearts and their tongues towards the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A quote from Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah. Shaykh Fazan said, Salamatul Qulubi, soundness of their hearts, purity of their hearts. He said, so they do not hate a single one of them. They don't have any hatred for any one of them. And the sincerity and soundness of their tongues means that they do not speak with regard to any one of them. They do not speak against a single one of them, and they do not belittle him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith, لا تسبوا أصحابي فوالذي نفسي بيدي لو أنفق أحدكم مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفهم. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not abuse my companions, for by the one in whose hand is my soul, if one of you were to spend the like of Mount Uhud in gold in charity, it would not reach the handsful of one of them, nor even a half of it. The hadith, as I mentioned in a footnote, being reported by Al-Bukhari, and you'll find it there as hadith number 3673. And reported by Muslim as hadith 2541, from a hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, لا تسبوا أصحابي, do not abuse my companions. But then there comes one who is defective in intellect. This is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا تسبوا أصحابي, do not abuse my companions. And yet despite it, there comes one who is defective in intellect, whose iman is shaky, who is following his desires, and he speaks against the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this person, if he were from the deviant sects, then he would not speak at length about him. And that's what we'd probably expect. If he's from the deviant sects, then you'd probably expect that from him. However, the problem is when he ascribes himself to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He ascribes himself to being from the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, and yet says, this is from historical verification. He opens up the door of attacking companions, saying things against companions. And his excuse is that this is historical verification. Shaykh Fawzan said, and do you have the duty put upon you of historical verification? Is that the duty made upon you? Such that you have to enter into something which you do not know about, and which results in dangerous consequences, and such that you cause the people to have doubts about the companions of Allah's Messenger, and you provoke the hearts of the people against the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is obligatory is to withhold about whatever disputes occurred between them. Shaykh said, he's saying, لِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَأَمْسِكُوا. Because the saying of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my companions are mentioned, then withhold. In a footnote they mention this hadith is reported by Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir and Abu Nu'aym in Hilyat al-Awliya as a hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And Al-Hafid al-Iraqi said in his Takhrij al-Ihya, reported by Tabarani as a hadith of Ibn Mas'ud with a Hassan, a good chain of narration. And as a side point, Sheikh al-Albani declared it sahih, authentic due to its supports in As-Sahihah number 34. Sheikh Fazan said, and even more explicit than it is his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, La tasubbu ashabi, do not abuse my companions. This is a prohibition of abusing any one of the companions. So what is obligatory is that we supplicate for mercy for them, and that we seek supplicate for forgiveness for them, acting upon his saying, He the Most High, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. The same ayah, Surah Al-Hashr, 59th Surah, same ayah, ayah 10. With the explanation, and those who come after them, they say, O our Lord, forgive us, and our brothers who preceded us upon Iman. The Hassan said, and that we withhold our tongues and our pens from speaking against the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we defend them, and we refute whoever belittles them, and we refute whoever belittles a single one of the companions, and we nullify his saying, because it is contrary to the correct aqidah, correct creed and belief, the aqidah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And Shaykh al-Islam said in Al-Wasitiyya, ما نقل عنهم إما أنه غير صحيح فهو من الكذب والدس والصحيح منه صاحبه مجتهد والمجتهد إن أصاب فله أجران وإن أخطأ فله أجر واحد وأيضا لهم من الفضائل ما يغمر ويغطي ما يحصل من بعضهم من الخطأ. He said that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he says in Al-Wasitiyya, what is related from them is either not authentic, so that is just lies and reports added with an evil intent. And what is authentic from it? Then the person who did that, in his reports about the companions, some reports that people used to cast aspersions upon the companions, look, this one did this and this one did this. The Shaykh al-Islam divided it into two, said, so two categories. Either that which is not authentic, so that is just a lie, and a report added with evil intent. And as for what is authentic from it, then that person was a mujtahid, one striving to attain the truth. And a mujtahid, if he is correct, if he attains what is correct, then he receives two rewards. And if he makes a mistake, then he'll still get the one reward. And also they have such virtues that will drown out and cover over whatever occurred from some of them with regard to mistakes. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding Hatib ibn Abi Balta'ah radiallahu anhu, when he applied his own ijtihad, his own discretion, and he wrote a letter to the people of Mecca, and Umar radiallahu anhu said, let me strike off the neck of this hypocrite. The famous story, hadith mentioned in Al-Bukhari and elsewhere, that he had, because he had some family, this companion, before the attack of the, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to attack Mecca, and he hid the news of it, so that people of Mecca would not hear about it. So this companion, radiallahu anhu, he had some family in Mecca. So he feared that they might be killed in the fighting or something. So he wrote a letter warning them. So then it was discovered. And then Umar, radiallahu anhu, when this was discovered, he said, let me strike off the neck of this hypocrite. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, لا تدري يا عمر لا الله لأن الله اطلع على أهل بدر فقال اعملوا ما شئتم فقد غفرت لكم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, you do not know, O Umar. Perhaps Allah looked upon the people of Badr and said, do whatever you wish, for I have forgiven you. Hadith reported by Al-Bukhari as Hadith 3007, and reported by Muslim as Hadith 2494, as a Hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu. Meaning this companion, this noble companion, Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, was from those who had fought at the Battle of Badr. As the Shaykh said, and this companion was one of those who was present at Badr. Then he said, he's saying, وَقَالَ سُفْيَانُ بْنُ أُيَيْنَ مَنْ نَطَقَ فِي أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِكَلِمَةٍ فَهُوَ صَاحِبُ الْحَوَى. And Sufyan ibn Uyayna said, whoever speaks against a companion of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a single word, then he is a person of desires, a person following desires. Sheikh Fazan said, because no one speaks against them except a person of desires, and one who is trying to render the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam open to attack. What is obligatory towards the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is al-mahabba wal-ijlal wal-ikram, is to have love and respect and honour for them, and to recognise their value, and to take them as a role model to follow, because they are the best of generations, and because they saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they believed in him, and they accompanied him, and they aided him, and they fought jihad along with him, and they carried the knowledge from him. So they are the most excellent ones of this nation. Indeed, they are the most excellent ones of the whole of the creation, after the prophets, because Allah specifically chose them for companionship of his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last of the prophets, and the most excellent one of the messengers. So no one attacks them except one who has in his heart ghil, ill feeling, and hiqd, hidden hatred towards Islam. No one will make an attack upon the companions except that he has that ill feeling and hidden hatred towards Islam. A principle that we need to remember when we hear anyone attack anyone of the companions. So he does not attack them because of their persons. Rather, he will only attack them because of what they did with regard to aiding this religion and conveying it faithfully to mankind. So the one who attacks them is only attacking on that account, because he has hidden hatred towards Islam and feelings of vengeance towards Islam. So he seeks use this means to vent his anger in order to sever the link of this nation with its Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they, companions that is, they are the intermediary between us and between the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the intent of those who attack them. And therefore, when he mentioned the Muhajireen and the Ansar in Surah Al-Hashr, he said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Same ayah, Surah Al-Hashr, 59 surah, ayah 10, with the explanation. And those who come after them, they say, O our Lord, forgive us, and our brothers who preceded us upon Iman, and do not place any ill feeling in our hearts towards those who believed. Sheikh Fazan said, so this shows that those who attack them, or a single one of them, then it is just on account of ghirr, ill feeling, which he finds in his heart against them. And therefore Sufyan ibn Uyayna, the great Imam, said, من نطق في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بكلمة فهو صاحب حواء. Whoever speaks against the companions of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم with a single word, then he is a person following desires. Shaykh Razan said, Al-Hawa, desires, is what leads him to do this. And the desire is their hatred and then malice towards them. So therefore you will find that the worst of the people, the Shaykh mentioned something practical that you can see here, you will find that the worst of the people are those who make attacks upon the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they have been exposed by their lies and by being made hated amongst the people. So no one will see one of them except that he will have strong dislike for him, because Allah has placed hatred for them upon the earth. Your hatred for those people who attack the companions, you'll find them being the hate, the people hated. You see them, you meet them, you see them in the distance, you'll have hatred towards them. The Shaykh said, so no one will see one of them, one of those who has hatred towards the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except that he will find himself having hatred towards them and loathing of them. And we ask Allah for safety and security. The point, a person, Ashraf person of the Sunnah, if he encounters one of these people who curse the companions, he will have hatred towards him, no doubt. And if a person doesn't have that hatred, then he needs to worry. So the Shaykh said, indeed it will be the case that no one will see one of them except that he will have hatred for him and loathing towards them. So we ask Allah for safety and security. Then he said, this will not harm the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it will not harm Islam. So the companions, their worth and their reward is fully intact for them. Their value and the reward that they're going to get is fully intact for them. Safe. And Islam will persist and will be victorious. And all praise is from Allah. And those people, they only harm themselves. However, fear is for those people who read their books. As for those people who attack companions, then they're only harming themselves. They won't harm Islam and they won't harm the companions. The Shaykh said, however, where is the point of fear? Fear is for those people who read their books, from those who do not have knowledge. So that something falls into himself against the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is affected by that. This is the fear. So how many of the sons of the Muslims have fallen victim to this on account of reading the books of those people? Because if he reads them, then he'll be affected by them, and he will find himself having some hatred towards the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or at the very least, their value with him will be diminished and they will decrease in his estimation. The person who reads the like of their books, those who speak against the companions, whoever reads their books, even if he doesn't have hatred towards them, at the very least it will reduce the value of them, reduce their worth in his eyes. Shaykh said, so this is what is to be feared for the youth of the Muslims and for those who are not firmly established with knowledge, that they will be influenced by these books which attack the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially since they are propagated now. At this time presently, they have propagated these books and they are embellished, they make it look beautiful, and they are brought out in the finest form, with regard to printing and binding, and they are promoted at book fairs. So they find that as an opportunity for them to spread and circulate attacks upon the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is no doubt that an attack upon the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an attack upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For how could his companions have been from those people? And they describe with the evil characteristics that they give to them. In the way they describe the companions with all the evil characteristics they give, how could they possibly have been companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chosen by Allah to accompany his Prophet? How could that be the case? So this is indeed an attack upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Shaykh said, and also it is a denial of the Book of Allah. For Allah praised the companions in the Quran, in the tremendous Quran, in a number of ayahs. From them he's saying, He the Most High, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th Surah, Ayah 100. For the explanation, and the first and foremost ones from the Muhajirun and the Ansar, and those who followed them upon good, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. And He has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will dwell therein forever. That is a tremendous success. He said, and He the Most High said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا وَمَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً يَأْخُذُونَهَا. Surah Al-Fath, the 48th Surah, Ayahs 18-19. The explanation. Allah was pleased with those believers when they gave the pledge beneath the tree. So He knew what was in their hearts, and therefore He sent down tranquility upon them, and He rewarded them with a victory close at hand and with plentiful booty for them to take. Then Shaykh Azam mentioned another ayah. He said, and He the Most High said, Muhammadun Rasulullah وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُمْ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ Muhammadun Rasulullah وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُمْ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ. The Shaykh, the ayahs with the explanation, Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are stern against the disbelievers, merciful amongst themselves. You will see them bowing and prostrating, seeking bounty from Allah and His pleasure. Their sign is upon their faces from the effect of prostration. That is their example. That was their example in the Torah. Shaykh Razan said, I mean, that was their description in the Torah. So they are mentioned in the Torah. Just as their Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioned. وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ, continuation of the ayah, وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ, the explanation, and their description in the Injil. Shaykh Razan said, that which came down to Isa, كَزَرْءٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْعَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِ يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاءَ لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. Surah Al-Fath, these ayahs from Surah Al-Fath, the 48th Surah, ayah 29. The explanation, their description in the Injil is that of a plant which puts forth a side shoot so that it strengthens it and it grows strong and stands straight upon its stalk. It delights the sowers so that Allah through them enrages the disbelievers. Shaykh Fawzan said, So this shows, this ayah shows, that no one feels rage towards the companions of Allah's Messenger. And no one hates them, except for a kafir, a disbeliever. Because he's saying, he the Most High, لِيَغِيذَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. Same, the end of the ayah that we just mentioned, Surah Al-Fatih, 48 Surah, ayah 29. And the description of the companions is mentioned, how they were described in the Torah, and how they were described in the Injil. At the end of the ayah, the explanation, so that Allah causes the disbelievers to be enraged at them. So Sheikh Fawzan said, so this is a sign of kufr, disbelief. So hate, having hatred towards the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is kufr, disbelief, and nifaq, and hypocrisy, and Allah's refuge is sought. And he said, finishing, he's saying, بِكَلِمَةٍ فَهُوَ صَاحِبُ هَوَى. Whoever speaks against them with a single word, then he is a follower of desires. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning, if he speaks in belittlement of the companions with a single word, then he is a person of desires. So if this is the case on account of a single word, if this occurs on account of a single word, then how about a person who writes whole books in abuse of them and in maligning them, speaking ill of them, and seeks out places where they could have erred and seeks to inflate their seriousness? How about this? If that is the case, when a person who speaks a single word against the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is a person who is a follower of desires, then what about this? He follows his desires because he does not speak except for some desire which he has in his soul, and because of his having hatred towards the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't know if I have any questions.